wonderful news is that we've been together for 25 years, and so I don't have to do a lot of song and dance. I feel great about the fact I can just place it right here before you on this Easter Sunday and hope to God that somehow that gift, that great gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will just in some little way touch your hearts. Because that's all it's about, brothers and sisters. It's about this Christ, risen, yes, risen, but somehow touching us in some little way so that our lives are better, so that our lives are full, so that our lives can walk in peace. And so I believe that with all my heart. But I woke up yesterday morning around very early, and I had this fear. Because, you know, I knew I was doing 6 liturgies. I was going to do 2 at the prison up there at the camps, Camp Miller and Camp Kilpatrick, for our kids that are incarcerated. And then I had last night and 3 here today. And so I had all kinds of thoughts in my head. And so I don't know if you've ever woken up like that, but I was overwhelmed with fear, just like frozen. And I couldn't think. I couldn't pray. I didn't know what to do. So I got on my bike and took a nice big ride around Santa Monica early in the morning. I came back and I walked into this little room that I have as a chapel. And what dawned on me as I read that reading for last night and for today, that 300, this didn't dawn me, actually I learned this before this, but 364 times, the thing that is most said in the Bible, 364 times, are those 3 simple words, be not afraid. Those are the words that somehow our God knows we need to hear. I don't think it's by luck or chance that that's the phrase that's most used in God's revelation to his people, because our God knows. Our God knows that we're fearful. We get all mixed up. For me, I don't know what it is for you, but for me, I believe the whole bloody world's on my shoulders. That if I don't come out and give you everything I've got, that somehow you're going to walk away and you're not going to be able to really appreciate this Easter. And that's baloney. I mean, I'm this little much of it. This is my part. Our God does the rest. Now, we've got to show up. We've got to be attentive. And we've got to try our best to be faithful. But my brothers and sisters, trust me. I'm an old man. Trust me. If we do that, our God takes care of the rest. And so I hope today, I hope that you feel at least the beginning of a prayer, not only of gratitude, because we always start our liturgies in gratitude, but I hope we begin today with a prayer for new courage, not to be afraid, to end up as best we can this day with a heart that believes that our Lord Jesus Christ more than makes up for our sins, our addictions, our struggles, whatever it is. I mean, I want to tell you folks, I've been this in this community, as I mentioned to you, 25 years. There is no way we could have a line like this up to Washington on this great feast except for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because I'm telling you, it's a messy community. I mean, we're building and it's crazy. And I'm a sinful man. How does this happen? It happens. It happens by the incredible gratitude and grace of our God for each of us. So please hold that today. Be not afraid. Is that enough? Well, I've got one more thing for you. I always hold up every Easter one Easter person, because I believe we have to enflesh that tomb. We have to enflesh what our Lord Jesus Christ gives to us on this day. And so every year I look for something. And this year, it came to me on the first Sunday of Lent and on Good Friday. 2 young seminarians arrived on the first Sunday of Lent. And I'm feeling pretty good, pretty strong about Lent and, you know, making the promises to be good and give up menchie, all that stuff that I was doing. And these 2 young guys come with a big smile, you know, and they say, "Hello, Monsignor." Father Tim actually introduced them to me. And I said, "We're from St. Louis." And I said, "Fine, hello." They said, "We're Jesuits." I said, "Oh, my God." No, I didn't actually. They're good. Jesuits are terrific. Yes, they are. But then they said to me, "Listen to this." Now, this is on a Sunday morning. I had just asked all of you to help me with this to finish this project, and you were extraordinary. I asked for Together in Mission, all the poor inner city parishes. I said to you that our income is down now because we're doing so many of the things, so I need your help, I need your support. And they came to me on that Sunday morning and said, Monsignor, we want to take up a collection. I said, oh yeah? And they said they were sent by their order. They get a ticket from St. Louis to Los Angeles, and they have to beg to get back home. You have to beg for their food, you have to beg for their clothes, they got to beg for whatever lodging that they stay, and then they have to beg for a ticket to get back home. It's the immersion and the experience of the homelessness and the poor. That's what the Jesuits do. They don't end up that way, but that's where they begin. I don't either. So, this is what happened. I'm thinking all these thoughts and a lot of fear because I don't want to ruin anything. I want to make sure you people are supporting St. Monica's. That's what I believe. And I said to that twosome there, those two young folks, no, you're not. Now, I'm 72, so I don't care too much anymore. So I said, no, you're not. You're not going to beg here. Sorry. Didn't ask me, didn't call me. No. But stay for Mass. So I started Mass. And I began to think about the scriptures, and I began to think about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and I began to think about you as a community. This is the truth. And when they got to the sermon, I said, "Roy Torgerson, what are you doing? How crazy! This is not about you. This is not about you. It's not your community. It's God's community." So I said, "You two guys, stand up. Let's welcome these two young seminarians from St. Louis." And they're here to beg. So after Mass, go out into the patio and let's give them a little support. You know, act your way into good thinking. Have you ever heard that? That's what I was doing. Fast forward. Good Friday. I get a letter. Here's my Easter person. Monsignor Torgerson, Pax Christi, peace of Christ. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. I'm one of the two Jesuit novices that went to St. Monica's on pilgrimage on the first Sunday of Lent. Oh, I remembered him. They didn't have to identify. Listen to this. Because you allowed us to beg after the Mass, we were able to eventually leave Los Angeles and continue our journey. Chris Backus was able, that's the other seminarian, was able to visit both Louisville and Boys Town in Omaha. And I was able to journey more than 2 days by bus to Milwaukee and Kansas City. And over more than 5,000 miles of rail and road. Listen to this. I was able to feed some very hungry people and some homeless. I was able to speak at a college of students. I was able to attend a funeral for a young man who just died of cancer. I was able to assist and minister to a pregnant teenage girl who had been beaten up by her boyfriend. And above all, I was able to pray for this world. All of this because you allowed us the kindness of your parishioners to strangers and for the other many men and women who we met and supported us along our way. So what is Easter? Easter, my brothers and sisters, letting go of those fears. Easter is letting go of all that negative stuff that's in our heads that causes in us so much discord that amounts to nothing. And Easter is to take our best intuition and to use that as we journey together. Any good preacher that's worth their salt, took me a long time to learn this, should always be joined to the hip by someone who helps in the final part of any good homily. Not that my homily was all that good this morning, but in any homily, to just speak through music what we've attempted to hear and understand by that scripture and by that word. So I'm so proud of Cesar Marcus. He graduated from our high school. And Cesar has the finish to this homily today. We turn once again, my brothers and sisters, on this day to the city of Jerusalem. We fix our eyes on the hills. Jerusalem, my brothers and sisters, is all of our destiny. And though I cannot see the end for me, I cannot turn away. We've set our hearts for the way. Our journey is the destiny. Let no one walk alone, because our journey makes us one.
I have fixed my eyes on your hills, Jerusalem, my destiny. Though I cannot see the end for me, I cannot turn away. We have set our hearts for the way. This journey is our destiny. Let no one walk alone. The journey makes us one. Other spirits, lesser gods, have courted me with lies. Here among you I have found a bid which bids me rise. I have fixed my eyes on your hill, Jerusalem, my destiny. Though I cannot see the end for me, I cannot turn away. We have set our hearts on the way. This journey is our destiny. Let no one walk alone. The journey makes us one. See, I leave the past behind. A new land calls to me. Here among you now I find a glimpse of what might be. I have fixed my eyes on your hills, Jerusalem, my destiny. Though I cannot see the end for me, I cannot turn away. We have set our hearts on the way. This journey is our destiny. Let no one walk alone. The The journey makes us one. Let no one walk alone. The journey makes us one.